Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another episode of the Opinions Matter podcast. This episode is with Jeremy and Katie, broadcast and recorded live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel in sunny Port Marnock. And it has been sunny the last couple of days. And if you're out this way, if you're walking the dog along the beach, or you're just having a stroll along the beautiful strand at Port Marnock, why not pop into the hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar where they do grub all day, or you can just sit down and have a cup of tea or have a drink, have an alcoholic drink if that's what you want. Very friendly staff, beautiful food menu as well. That is the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. You can't miss the White Sands Hotel. As soon as you walk into Port Marnock, you just see it there, because it has been here for years and years and years, and it is a part of Port Marnock. Now, what do we want to talk about on this episode of Opinions Matter? Well, it's been the news over the last couple of days since it happened last Thursday night, I think it was, and that was the protest that was held outside Roderick O'Gorman's house in Dublin 15. Now, you will have all seen the videos at this stage. We had them on our own social media pages. And what it showed was a number of individuals, not many. Now, it wasn't a huge turnout. That's what I don't get about this, is that they say, oh, the whole of Ireland supports them. Well, if the whole of Ireland supported you, there would have been a couple of million people outside his house. But there weren't. There were a couple of heads outside Roderick O'Gorman's house. And the majority of them were masked, which is, that's a turn of events, because any other protest that has happened outside politicians' houses in recent years, they haven't. They've shown their faces, but this time the majority of them were masked up, which I find quite sinister. And what happened outside his house has kind of divided opinion, because you have the half who say, you know, we don't support what he's doing, open borders, all this sort of stuff. If you look at the signs that they held outside his house, one of them says, South Dublin says no, close the borders. Now, again, that sign, South Dublin says no, is bollocks. If you pardon my French, because the whole of South Dublin doesn't necessarily agree with whoever made that poster. So when you say South Dublin, I'm from South Dublin, you don't speak for me. So don't put my address on your bloody posters as well, because you don't represent me, which is South Dublin says no. Some of the other posters says Minister O'Gorman hates children. I don't even know what that means. I don't think they even know. South Dublin says no. Profiteering from the plantation. All the usual signs that you'd expect to see outside these houses for protests. We were contacted, and I want to be very clear that I don't want to identify this woman. We were contacted by a listener on Facebook yesterday. Her name is Susan. That's all we're going to tell you. And Susan contacted us with this message, and I want to read it out for you and get your opinions on it. She says, lads, you need to highlight this on your podcast. I listen every day. About those scumbag wasters protesting outside Roderick O'Gorman's house last week. I saw on one of the Facebook pages that they're planning to do it again and do more houses. I'm from Dublin 15 myself. I live 2 minutes walk from his house, and I can tell you that all the residents were very intimidated by what these scumbags did, especially with their faces covered. The guards were also useless. They stood there and did nothing. When they do it again, they need to be arrested and also send an inspector from social welfare out there, because most of them, I'm sure, are on the dole. Get their names and take their dole away. They should be out looking for a job instead of terrorising residents. I don't even like Roderick O'Gorman, but we are all dreading it happening again. My kids were also terrified by the, and she quotes, angry men in the masks. This has to stop. Just call me Susan. Thank you, guys. Jen, how are you? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
Hey, how are you?
Never someone who's afraid to voice their opinion. And that's that's what I love about you, is that... But do you think I'm wrong using the word sinister for these people who turned up with their face coverings?
No, they haven't caused any trouble. So yeah, sinister is a bit much. It's not nice, but you know, they knew people were going to be taking pictures of them. They don't want their faces plastered all over the internet.
Well, why not if they're doing nothing wrong though?
Because we don't know who. Look, sometimes people that are actually on the other side of the pro immigration, pro refugee side, set up stuff like this. So we don't actually know who these people are and if they really are anti-immigration protesters.
Ah, come on. Yeah, but Jen, they are. Come on.
No, we don't. Have we seen their faces, Jeremy?
No, we haven't.
So we haven't seen their faces.
The only thing I will say here, Jeremy, is there were videos going around as well where Gardaí and security were masked on the other side. So, there I mean, if we're going to say mask and no mask, and then it should be an all for...
No,
it should be a rule for all.
No, I don't agree with
Gardaí. The guys shouldn't be able to be masked either.
Jeremy, let's say they are on the anti-immigration side, okay? These people have families, they have children. They don't want anyone going after their wives. They don't want anyone going after their kids. Just like the Gardaí who are in masks, that's exactly why the guards wear masks. It's because they don't want people going after their families. They don't want their neighbours coming after them. They don't want anyone else coming after them. Now, as for is it right to protest outside someone's home? When things have got to this stage, yes, absolutely.
But it's not going to achieve anything, Jen. It's literally...
Look, at this point, like, it's the country's kind of going to have to go into a bit of...
The idea of protesting outside someone's house, from my opinion, is that you want to intimidate that person to change.
Yeah, well, we've all been intimidated.
Yeah, no, but
we've
let me finish.
He's getting a dose of his own medicine.
Okay, but you want
the
to protest.
The problem is his family are too. It's not about him.
He's got a husband. He's just got two men in the house, Katie. They shouldn't be intimidated.
There were people outside Simon Harris, the now Taoiseach. There were people outside his home just after his wife had given birth, if I remember correctly.
That's right, yeah.
And that is despicable. And I am one who would be supportive.
What are people supposed to do?
I understand, Jen. I'm supportive of the protesters. I'm supportive of the right to protest.
I'm asking you, Kate, what are we supposed to do?
Vote them out.
But you can't do that.
I get the anger because protesters have gone into Leinster House. They've done what they're supposed to do. They have protested the right way, and I get it. And the problem is you aren't being listened to, and there's anger and it's grown frustration. But I'm just thinking of the likes of the Taoiseach's wife who had just given birth, a new mother in the house, basically a prisoner in the home when there's protesters outside.
I'll tell you who was a prisoner in their own home. Me, while I was in homeless accommodation, when I came back to this country with €30,000 and there wasn't a single place for me to rent with my own kid. Now, I gave birth back in November. I went back to homeless accommodation. I had a 2-year-old in the house who was very ill with croup at the time and a newborn who was being brought into NICU. Who was a prisoner in their own home?
No, that's disgusting.
That is disgraceful.
I wasn't allowed any visitors. Do you know what the medical social worker in the hospital said to me? She goes, it would actually be easier if you were in direct provision because she goes, these people are allowed to leave their children with the people who are in the rooms beside them. We weren't, if I spoke to anybody else who was in the place that I was in, we got a written warning.
Yeah, that's inhumane.
If it happened twice, we were kicked out.
Oh, listen, Jen, you're preaching to the choir here. I am sick and tired of the lack of housing and homes. Meanwhile, we're helping everybody else. I know this isn't the topic, Jeremy, but she has made a very valid point.
She has.
You're preaching to the choir here. I'm so frustrated with it. And that's why I'm saying I get the anger.
I'll tell you another thing. So I'm on a clinic, right, for addiction. I go up there every 2 weeks for counselling. I was a heroin addict up until 2021. And... I've been on the clinic since 2014, and I've met a few foreigners, mostly kind of Eastern Europeans over the years. There are people coming into the clinics now that make up at least 20% of the biggest clinic in the country. This is the one that I'm on, that are coming in and having a word of goddamn English. So we're not bringing in professionals. We're not bringing in good people. We're bringing in drug addicts. We're bringing in criminals. We're bringing in violent offenders that have serious issues.
Jen, you have a right to be annoyed.
Can I stop you now? Sorry to be very blunt, and I know this isn't the point, but this all falls into people's anger. This fuckered me off when I read it the other day, right? Irish government spend up to €1 million a month on accommodation for Ukrainian refugees' pets.
It's annoyed everybody, yeah.
How frustrating, how fucked up is that? So excuse my French, that there are people living in hotel rooms, and it's just the most laughable, despicable thing.
So are you agreeing with protests inside the houses then?
Not outside the house, but I get the anger.
Oh yeah, but we all get the anger.
But this is just an example.
We all get the anger.
This is something I wanted to cover, only I wasn't on at the time. €1 million a month on Ukrainian refugees' pets.
Okay,
I'm sorry, but go and jump.
Okay, let me go back to the neighbour who just wants to be known as Susan, Jen. She says that her children are terrified by the angry men in the masks.
What angry? But the guards are just as angry. I haven't seen any anger from them. They kind of just seem to be standing around.
I know, but when kids see grown men in balaclavas and face masks...
Well, my kids see it a lot. We live in the city centre, so my kids see it a lot. You know, they're just not used to it out there because, as Katie said, they only target the working class areas.
Okay, do you think it's going to achieve anything, protesting outside Rotherhithe?
No, I know. I don't think any protest at this point. This has been going on since 2020, since before 2020. So this has been 4 flat years of protesting. And nothing... Which do you want? Your bus? Okay, here. Sorry.
That's okay.
Nothing has been achieved at all. Okay, so I don't know. Like at this point, I think people are going to get so angry that violence is going to start happening.
Well, okay, tensions are rising. There's no denying that tensions are rising. And in the next election, I think we'll see it.
Stay there for a second, please, Jen. And by the way, I want to say just while she's on hold there, what a great way that woman has turned her life around. From addiction to being a mother. Isn't that absolutely...
But then she comes home and look what the support or lack thereof she gets.
Isn't that actually brilliant,
you know,
how she's been able
to
turn her life around? That is amazing.
It is,
Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're not happy with some of the things Jen is saying.
No, I'm not. And first of all, Jen, before I go any further, well done, right? You honestly now, and I'm not being pat, well done.
Oh, no, she's brilliant.
Turning your life around and doing what you do. So we get into anything here, it's not personal, right?
No, I
definitely
love that.
Not personal. I admire you.
Thank you.
But I find it kind of funny when people say that they've been intimidated by the government. How has the government intimidated you?
Does she really want to know that?
Yes,
Sammy,
how have they intimidated you? How have they intimidated you?
Failed me as a child. Failed me when I came back to this country. Failed me in addiction.
How did they fail you as a child?
They didn't step in when abuse was happening, is how they failed me as a child.
That's your parents and your family.
No. I'm not naming any
names.
Sorry,
Angela, this has nothing to do with the topic, to be fair, about her past.
Yeah.
Hang on, both of you. Let's step forward then, and let's talk about the main reason that this protest has happened. These protests are not happening outside the house because of the way Jen was treated in the past by the government. They're happening because of mainly the open border policy. And Jen, you believe that the open border policy is wrong and they're bringing in the wrong type of people.
That's absolutely what
she believes.
But Jeremy, none of us are arguing with that. Absolutely none of us. I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick to my teeth of them bringing people into this country. Yes, totally. But I do not agree with going and standing out and doing what they did last week outside somebody's place of home. And you know what even sickened me was, and Jessica put up on a comment earlier on, of course that one Susan's given out because she's stuck up because she's his neighbour and rich. Yeah. I know plenty of rich people who aren't stuck up.
Just because you live in Dublin 15 doesn't make you rich. I mean, Dublin 15 is Mulhuddard, it's Coomine.
It doesn't mean that. They should not be protesting outside somebody's home.
Okay, Jen, outside the home is too far.
Not at this point. No, I do. I get it. I do get it.
What is it going to be?
Maybe put some pressure on them, because I'm telling you, the thousands of people that were outside the door for the last 4 years, all they got met with was
that hasn't done
responses.
Anything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Would people who go down there protesting not think that actually what you're going to do is piss him off even more and annoy him? If somebody was asking me, right, to do something for them, and I said no, right? I said no. And they came up and started plastering things all over my house. Do you think I'd turn around and go, actually, now I will?
If you were a politician and you were supposed to be serving the people, unless you're a psychopath, that should work. Especially when you think now
because they've done this outside his house that he's going to change his mind.
No, I don't. But I don't.
So what's the reason?
What do you mean, what's the reason?
Why did they do it though if it's not going to change his
mind? Because they're at their wit's end. And things are really, really kicking off now. Like, this is only the start of it.
Is there a centre earmarked for asylum seekers in Dublin 15?
No, not that I know of. But the thing is, Jen, if these people who protested outside Roderick O'Gorman's house had this, they believe that they have the support of 90% of the population, how come there wasn't a million people outside that protested?
I don't really want to bring two kids up there, to be honest.
Well, no, in fairness, yeah. Would you go with that, Jen? Thank you for that, because I don't agree with kids going to things.
And thank you for being respectful in the debate that we're having. But I still don't see the point of going
to somebody's
house to do this.
What do you think should be done? Because I know people keep saying vote them out, but then who is there? Who is there to take their place?
Independence.
100%. And I agree that that government should be brought back to
your
local
independence.
Level.
I am going independent all the
100%.
Way.
100%. So am I. And do you know what? Sorry, I totally forget your name.
Angela's her name.
Angela.
There has been a huge increase in independents running this year, which is amazing to see. So that is something that might be achieved. Hopefully, but again, we're at our wit's end. You know, there's a place right beside where I live, and it's supposed to feed the homeless men. The Irish, they get a shower and a hot meal up there, and it's literally right opposite the road from me. Irish were always up there, and they would go in, they'd give you a little smile and how are you doing, whatever, and you could tell they're in the midst of addiction and all, and you know, God knows they probably haven't done some great things, but look, they never bothered anybody. Now the refugees have taken over the entire place, and lads, I can send you a video on how bad it is.
Yeah, of course you can.
They're standing around all day long. They're intimidating everyone who walks past them. I brought my kids to the park on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and there was a bunch of them in the playground drinking, and there was a few crack pipes lying around as well, and one of them kept trying to come over and pick up my toddler. And kept trying to get in between me and my toddler.
Okay, that's wrong.
As well. Yeah. And it was one of the freakiest things I've ever come across in my life.
Okay, so stay there for a second. I just want to play this message for you, Jen.
So that lady there doesn't agree with kids at a protest. Yeah, she's perfectly happy to protest outside a politician's house, and it may affect his kids going in and out the door. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, Jen, let me just put that to you.
He doesn't have kids. And it's not that I don't agree with kids going to protests. I brought my kids to the likes of the pro-life rally and, you know, stuff like that. But I wouldn't bring my kids to somebody's house with a bunch of fellas standing around with masks on them. Okay. And where there's guards right opposite those fellas either.
Okay, thanks very much, Jen, for your call. I have loads to get through this. And again, I mean that what I said, Jen. Fair play to you for overcoming that addiction. You're a legend.
You're very good.
Thanks very much. Angela, you stay there for a second because someone wants to talk to you in a moment. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona@recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast, and we are talking. We're talking about a message that we got from a person who lives not too far away from Minister Roderick O'Gorman's house, where, as you know, last week a protest was held, and I won't back down on this. It was a sinister protest, and I say sinister because anybody, I want to put you all in the shoes of Roderick O'Gorman. Okay, yes, he is a politician. Yes, he's answerable to his electors and all that. But I want you to all—he's still human at the end of the day—and I want you to all think about pulling back your curtains some evening. And when you pull back the curtains, your home is your castle, isn't it, Katie? It's a place where you should feel safe. And you pull back your curtains one evening.
I'm sorry, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Is the whole point that these protesters going to his home highlighting the fact that they don't feel safe in their own homes because of these centres being put beside their homes?
Don't know who they are. Should their face?
No, but that's why you're saying that you should feel safe in your home. I'm playing devil's advocate here. could the same not be said for the protesters who are concerned about
But if that was the case, why? How come the amount of protesters outside his house you could count on one hand? Like, it wasn't a huge group.
No, I know, but I'm genuinely asking that. You're saying that your house is your haven, it's your safe place.
But
would
I'm
that
saying,
not be said for people feel, who are protesting?
How would you feel if you pull back your curtains and there was masked men inside your house? You'd call the guards.
Oh, I'd be terrified, yeah.
Yeah, you call the guards and then you turn the hose on.
Well, if my kids were in the house, if my kids were in the house. But then again, you don't know. Is someone going to come up and put something through your window? Yeah, you don't know with these people, and that fear would be there. But if you're going to say your house is your home, your haven and your safe place, then I'm just saying that the same could be said for protesters who are having asylum seekers with, you know, how many undocumented.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's the first time you've ever actually welcomed a point.
That's the first time you've ever made a good point.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Jess, you disagree with what Angela's saying there. You're saying no mercy. Show no mercy.
No, he deserves it. Everything that he has coming to him, he fucking deserves it.
Whoa, that's anger.
Him and all his buddies, they have everything coming to them, and I will be living for that day. I'll be throwing a fucking party.
So why weren't you outside the house protesting then?
Because I have a life. I'm not going to make my way. No, because I'm not going to make my way. Do you want me to be honest with me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know my limit.
Okay, what has the government done on you that's made you so angry, Jess?
Do you think I'll ever be able to afford anything in this country, Jeremy? Do you actually think I have a fucking chance in this country because of him and all his buddies? I don't.
So it's Roderick O'Gorman's fault that you can't afford a house in Ireland?
All of them.
Such a hypocrite, like. You know, everyone, go down and protest about the house. Go on, throw bricks at the house, throw this, throw that. But I won't do it because I have a life.
Yeah, but they don't care about us. Why should we care about them? That's my general point. And let me ask, he's a minister for children. Yeah, he has no children. Make that make sense to me, because that does make sense.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's like saying the minister for health has never been a doctor. Like,
yeah, get a bit of experience in the role. Like, seriously, doesn't make sense to me.
That'd be like saying...
Ask me whatever you want, I don't care about
him. You seem to have... an absolute, like, it disgusts you, people who have money. That's what's wrong with you. You're jealous.
When have I ever said that?
Of course that one Susan's going to give out because she's a stuck-up bitch around him with money.
Yeah, well, she must be if she's neighbours with him. If I was neighbours with him, I'd be moving house. Like, no way, I'm not living next to that fucker.
No, hold on a second. Oh, so you'd actually move house because your neighbour?
I would not want to be near him. I couldn't. I'd have to feel...
Okay, so hang on, Jess. You're moaning about not being able to afford a house. If we gave you a free house in Dublin 15, you wouldn't take it. Is that what you're saying?
If you're putting me beside that fucker, absolutely not. I don't want to live...
Jess,
you're a liar. You're a liar. You're such a liar. If you want a house right next to Roderick O'Gorman, you wouldn't go into it. You're full of shit.
Let me ask you a question, Jess. How would you feel if you opened your curtains? If you opened your curtains today, and you saw people outside your house protesting?
Reason, Jeremy. If any of them were any good at their jobs, none of this would be happening. But they're all.
That's not the question I'm asking you. That's not the question I'm asking you. How would you feel if someone heard you on this?
They'd be there for a reason.
If someone heard you on this podcast, if someone heard you on this podcast today,
an employer
or somebody, and they just were angry with some of the comments you made, and they decided, I'm going down to Jess's house to protest outside your house. How would you feel if you pulled back your curtains and you saw protesters outside your house?
You know what I'm saying today? Well, opinions are like arseholes. Everyone has them. But when he's in a role where he's meant to be looking after the country and he's screwing us over day in, day out, and all of them are doing it, then I'm sorry, they have everything coming to them. Like, I don't care how mean that sounds.
You must be a little
Fianna Gael lover.
No, actually, if you'd heard me earlier on, I'm voting independent. I'm voting independent. I'm not going with any of them, right? That's the first thing. The other thing is, I'm just driving here. The other thing is, a career. Nobody is agreeing with what they're doing, right? Nobody is. Okay, there may be a few. But nobody agrees with the undocumented coming in. They don't agree with the refugees coming in, with Ukrainians coming in at this stage now as well. Nobody agrees with it. But why the hell would you go up? What are you going to achieve by standing outside his house. Let's say you, Jess, right? You standing outside his house, egging it, and throwing bricks through the windows. You think he's going to go, oh, look, there's Jess, yeah, she's annoyed with it, so I'm going to change it. You honestly think that that's what's going to happen?
It really is. It's infantile. It really is an infantile attitude to have. Let me play this voice on. If you want to get in on this, 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Here's a good friend of the show. Here's Keith. Always interesting to get his opinion.
Protesting is protesting. Now, we had O'Gorman there complaining about, and all of the TDs complaining that there was masked people outside their homes. Yes, there was. And you know what? Wasn't it scary for them to look out and not know who them people were? Now, you look at that on a bigger scale when they're bringing people into the country and nobody knows who they are or what they are or their background or whatsoever, but yet they're still bringing them in and saying, you deal with them because we don't have to. So if somebody takes a protest outside the minister's home, they're outside that home because they're not listening in the Dáil. Yet they will go to the Dáil and protest outside. But I think keep the game up, keep it lit. Everybody needs to go out, peaceful protest, stand out there, don't give them anything to put you fucking down, because the shit is at the hint of the fucking fan here. And now we have Sharia Fein coming in with wanting to bring that precious Muslim culture into Ireland. So,
jeez,
yeah, no, get out, Jesus, and fucking protest.
He's everybody talking about Dr. Umar Al-Qadri.
Either outside the Dáil, outside homes, whatever it needs to be fucking done, but just get it done.
Okay, Keith, again, you're a hypocrite, because you're saying, like, stand outside someone's house with masks on, but make it peaceful. There's nothing peaceful about people having their face covered outside. And I get the point you're trying to make. We all want to know who's living in our area. But there's nothing peaceful. It is sinister and it is harassment.
But
it's harassment.
I don't think that
it's harassment.
I don't think protesters are even trying to claim it's peaceful. I think the issue is, now I wouldn't be at one of these protests myself. I don't agree with them. But I think,
well, as well, you have a job.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair to say that all of them don't have jobs either, okay? Because I think for a lot of people, it's they feel they've been pushed. They're just look at it from both sides. Jeremy, have an open mind, which is what I'm trying to do here. I don't agree with these protests. I certainly wouldn't go to one. But I think people feel like they have been pushed so far to the limits and they're being ignored that they have to do something. And it has to be drastic in order for the government to actually take notice. Maybe I'm wrong. That's what it looks like to me, that it's a drastic move to get heard because they feel that they're not being heard. For a long time, this has been swept under the carpet. All these protests, it will go away, it will go away. It's not going away. And this is where the government need to stand up, communicate and start listening to people, because they haven't been listening. The communication has been shit.
It has.
So playing devil's advocate again here and seeing things from, I do get the protesters' point of view. I do get that they're annoyed when it's the same areas over and over again and they're worried about their kids and who's coming in and they don't know. And I understand that. I wouldn't be happy if a centre for asylum seekers was being put beside my home.
All in agreement. But again, this is not the way to do it.
It's not fair to say that these people who are taking the drastic measures don't have jobs and they're all this, that and the other, because many of them probably do have jobs, but they're probably pushed to the It's probably the straw well,
the
that broke the
horses.
The camel's
the
back.
Lads were riding the horses the other
what
day.
What horses?
Protests. You don't see the videos?
I didn't see the horses.
The lads in Coolock riding the horses.
No.
Have a look at the videos. Let me
No. I'm not denying that there's an element, a massive element of thuggery and scum just out wanting to cause trouble. But I think for a lot of people, I think people like Jen, people like a lot of people who are listening now are on our Facebook page, it's they feel that there is no more avenues to explore because they're not being heard. They did Leinster House. They've done the rallies in town.
Yeah.
And nothing's coming of it. So it's probably a situation of what's next? Do we sit back and take it or do we do something? I wouldn't go to the protest, but playing devil's advocate here, I can understand why people feel that their voices need to be heard. It's shouting louder to get heard.
It's not the way to do it. No. Sean says there's going to be another... Sean, calm down there. Sean's always dramatic about everything. We're going to have another 1916. There's going to be a rising. Jesus, Sean. Saying that for donkey's ears. Let me go to Jackie. Jackie, your own opinions matter. How are you?
Hiya, Jeremy.
Great. Now, what do you want to say about this, Jackie?
I just want to say, he's talking about them wearing the masks, okay, the ski masks. But what about when the police are wearing the ski masks? And what about when the movers that are moving all these unvetted men in have their face covered? Nobody's talking about that. But yet these protesters that put them on
this. I literally made that comment about 20 minutes ago, I said, if we're gonna brand one side for wearing masks, let's make it a general rule.
Like,
nobody
everyone
should wear
is
masks.
Wearing them. The
yeah.
police is
I
wearing
saw the videos,
them. Like,
yeah.
it's crazy.
Nobody should be wearing masks.
No, the
guessing nobody.
Is, that's the thing. They wouldn't wear the masks during bloody COVID when they were told to wear the masks. They refused to wear them. And now they are wearing them. You couldn't make it up.
No, but she does have a point. I did see videos from a different location. It wasn't...
You know, the police are wearing them. Movers are wearing them. Everyone's hiding their faces now.
Okay,
no one is showing their face.
Okay, the reason I would imagine that the movers, as you call them, are wearing them, these are the people that are moving the asylum seekers around, is because they're being videoed by the far right and put up on social media.
Oh,
and put up on
right,
social
yeah.
media and shamed and literally named and shamed. And I wouldn't want to be named and shamed just for doing the job.
Right, and what about the police wearing them? And the police pushing people and smacking people with them on, like, because they can't be identified then. But that's okay, is it?
No, the police should not be wearing masks at all.
Thanks.
Jeff,
I agree.
Do you believe that they went a step too far last week protesting outside
no.
the local government? What?
No, I just think they've had enough. But they've had enough. Enough is enough.
Jackie, would you go down and protest outside a politician's house?
Yeah. If it was that bad, yeah, I would, yeah.
Are you considering doing it?
Well, I live in the city centre, but if it comes in the city centre, I'd be at every protest.
Now, I have a question for you that just came in from a listener by the name Valen. He wants to know, ask that woman, has she ever protested outside the house of a drug dealer in her area? Now, you said you're from the...
No.
You said you're from the inner city. There's many, many drug dealers living probably in your area or not too far away from. Have you ever...
Many scum all over the place.
So have you protested outside their houses?
No, why would I do that and get shot?
Yeah, why even ask that
clever,
question? That's
it?
A ridiculous question.
Well, no, somebody
to ask.
Asked
it's
fucking clever
person.
Now, isn't it, to walk up? Do you know how many fucking drug dealers there is in fucking one block of flats in here?
How many?
You're not that stupid, Jeremy. I'm not. Come on in and live with me for a week. Come on.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous. That's a ridiculous
well,
question.
Come on in and
Alan
live with me for a week.
It.
You're more than welcome. Come on.
Why would she go and put herself up in front of a...
No, this isn't Jeremy asking the question.
Why would I put myself in the line of a bullet for a fucking drug pusher?
No, the point is that if you and the residents... I assume the drug dealers in the area are, you know, are literally rounding up kids to sell their drugs for them because that's...
Well, hang on, is that not the police's job?
And Mark just said, Jeremy, did you just ask that ridiculous question? No, the listener did, Mark. That's the way this show works. If they can't come on, they text us messages like you did. So calm your knickers there, Mark. Sorry, I understand that the danger you could put yourself in. But I remember I was on drug marches back in the 90s when I started working on radio.
My husband was a vigilante back then. He's dead now, but he was a vigilante back then, yeah?
Okay, stay there for a second, Jackie. Eddie, what do you make of what Jackie's saying?
Oh, I disagree with her. I don't think... protesting outside a politician's home, fear and intimidation works. We need to bring the country to a standstill like we did for the water charges. But the problem is people now voice their spleen and they think they're protesting by posting something on Facebook. We've lost the ability to protest as a nation. We're not like the French where the farmers go out and they spray slurry everywhere and they literally bring the country to its knees. That's what we need to do.
Okay, so
we need a referendum.
Okay, stay there for a second. I'm going to get you to put those points to Jackie in a second because I need to take a quick break. Kelly says, Jeremy is always saying protest the dealers' houses. Yeah, I am, Kelly. And I'll continue to say it. Because of the hypocrisy.
That is ridiculous.
No, it's
even
not
make
ridiculous.
The comparison of protesting on a politician's home. Now, I don't agree with protesting on a politician's home, but to put it in the same category or to liken it to protesting outside a fucking drug dealer's house where you probably get your face blown off.
Well, no, again, Katie, when I started out, and we'll try and get Adam on to make that point, when I started out in radio, I was literally doing broadcasting.
That was 20 years ago.
I was broadcasting.
It was 20 years ago.
Listen to me. I was broadcasting from drug marches all over the city every single night. So what I'm saying is, and what I've said constantly in this show, and I've never got a straight answer, if the residents of, say, the inner city where Jackie lives, yeah, are concerned about drug dealing in the area, and they're concerned that their kids are being used as drug mules, yeah, which is happening. They take little kids and use them as drug mules. All the residents, would they not get together and march on... with big signs saying, dealers out.
Oh, okay.
Out.
And you think that the scumbag drug dealers who are using kids, who have so little morals and respect for humanity that they're using kids, you think that they are going to care about Jackie and those? You think they're not going to take strong actions to get them to shut their mouths?
happened in the 90s.
No, we're not in the 90s anymore. That's a ridiculous thing to compare people wanting basic. I mean, this isn't about drugs. This is about something that people should have. They should have the right to know who's coming into the country.
Of course they should.
They should.
Yep.
So why are we talking about drug dealers? It's a completely separate issue, and you're doing what you always do. You're taken away from the fact at hand by making ridiculous comparisons. Jackie's not going to put herself in a line of harm. She's a mother. No mother or anybody is going to put themselves in a line of harm and march on a drug dealer's house and to liken it to marching on a politician's house for something that you shouldn't even have to ask for. Like, that's ridiculous.
Okay. We'll put Eddie's point to Jackie in one moment. Don't go away.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, Jackie, I'm not sure if you heard Eddie's question before the break there. Well, he said basically that you're going about it the wrong way. Well, not you, but people who are protesting outside houses are going about it the wrong way.
Well, I just think they're angry, Jeremy. Like, they don't know what else to do. Like, the government is not playing ball with them. They're playing against them.
But you're 100% right. We're all angry. But all these 70% of our laws are passed by Europe, hence the EU Migration Pact. So you go outside Rotherham and Gorman's house, he doesn't have a say to go, right, I'm going to renege on this deal. It's already made. We need, like the war protests, when everyone actually fucking got off their arse and went out the street and brought the city to a standstill. That's what we need to do. We have the power.
I agree with you.
We have the power, but we don't seem to fucking realise it. All we do now is write a little note on Facebook and we go, that's me, I've done my bit. You haven't done your bit. You vented your spleen on social media. It means nothing. The politicians don't even read it. You know, we need to get off our arse. We need a referendum on immigration, right? Because it's affecting everything. Housing, healthcare, education.
That's
the whole
just
lot.
The main problem.
And we need... Yeah, we need a referendum on immigration. And we need to make them give it to us by bringing this country to a standstill. The only way they're going to listen is we have disrupt every single service. You know, we need to bring this country to a standstill.
Shut it down.
We're going to get anywhere. Don't do it in a violent
way.
Shut it down. It has to be a violent way.
No.
Everyone hit the streets. Because this country isn't going to get any better.
Okay,
it's going to get worse.
Okay, Eddie, when you saw the videos of the lads outside Roderick O'Gorman's house the other day, what did you think?
I don't agree with it. I mean, okay, he doesn't have any kids, but say the next politician might. You know what I mean? I don't agree with it. It's fear, it's intimidating. And like I said, it doesn't do any good. He's not going to go to all of a sudden turn around and go into his government cronies and go, right, lads, there was a few heavies outside my door last night. Let's scrap the plan.
No. And
it's already set in motion.
It's actually a form of fascism to try and intimidate someone so that they will change their mind about something that you don't like. That is fascism summed up. And that's what they're trying to do. And then they say, oh, well, we're not fascists. But it was done to intimidate. Would you agree that it was done to intimidate him?
Of course it was. What other reason?
Yeah.
Fear and intimidation.
In the same way that lads, when they're having a fight on the street, what they'll do is they'll go up to each other and what's the expression? A square up, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's actually an evolutionary thing. It's about making yourself bigger as a form of intimidation. But this whole thing, it's a bit of a mind. The whole thing's a mind fuck because I get people's anger and I get that they feel that they have no other avenues to go down. They've tried everything.
The polling booth is good.
Jeremy, that's easy for you to say.
I'm saying everybody has a vote.
I know that. But the point of the matter is that you're comparing it to fucking drug dealers.
I didn't say I was the listener again.
But you've said it before. Why not march on drug dealers' houses?
No, and I've never.
Have you said it before?
I've said it many, many times. Just to call it hypocrisy. That's all.
The point is, there's a guard force to deal with drug dealers. Drug dealers do it under a hidden network. Okay, they're not out in the streets selling drugs openly, so it's a hidden network.
Okay, Nicola Talent.
No. But the people coming into this country undocumented, it's happening openly.
Okay,
it's something that's happening openly.
Let's go to one last call on this. Well, who is this?
It's not the last call.
Sorry, second last. Who is it?
It's Martin.
Martin, how are you? What do you want to say about this, Martin?
Just as I said in the voice note there, I believe that they're 100% right to be protesting outside the house. It's the result of the government not listening to what the general public wants. You can tell by my accent, I'm actually an immigrant. But I think full immigration is a good thing. But what's happening at the minute it's only going to end in a bad way. I mean, we've seen the riots during the summer. Again, that was the result of the government not listening to what people want. So that's just really what I want to say about it, really. You know,
your belief, do you think the way the country should work is if the government does something that you don't like, instead of voting them out, you should knock on their front door, you should march on their houses, you should intimidate them, you should put posters up outside their house?
Jeremy, I believe it's what the majority of the country wants, Martin, there's plenty of politicians
currently in the Dáil who never got voted, who were, yes, shouldn't have been in there. They got in on how many counts?
Fifth count, yes, yes.
Fifth, more, the 10th, 13th counts.
Yeah, I agree.
There's people in government that nobody voted for, nobody wanted. So.
But again, Martin, you're saying the majority of people feel this way. If the majority of people feel this way, and again, I sound like a broken record, how come there wasn't 50,000 people outside Roderick O'Gorman's house the other day? I mean,
did you ever hear of the silent majority?
Oh yeah, like the silent majority, like Donald Trump, when nobody said they were going to vote Donald Trump, and hey, he became president.
Yes, okay.
People
are afraid of their jobs. There's a well-known citizen journalist that's all over Twitter that lost his job with a financial institution because he found out what his political beliefs were. So, like, people have kids at home, they have mortgages to pay. Do you really think they want to lose their job because they're coming out against what the whole, you know, the narrative?
Why would you lose your job for protesting outside someone's house when it's not illegal?
Hang on. I'm going to pull you back there to a podcast we did a while ago where you said that if you're bringing a company, if you work for someone and you're bringing them into disrepute by being at one of these protests, that you should lose your job.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did say that. No, yes, you did.
No, again.
Yes, you did.
Okay, but again, we can sit here and argue, but I didn't. You can listen back to the podcast.
You were saying if you bring a company into disrepute by being at one of those protests, you are therefore you have every right to lose your job because you've put the company in disrepute.
Yes, I didn't say I agreed with this. But what I said was, every company has a social media policy
Listen back to the podcast. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to call you. Okay. Backtrack.
Anyway, thank you very much for your call, Martin. That has been an interesting discussion, hasn't it? The fact of the matter is, these protests are going to happen again outside homes. And these people, if you were looking for public support, I don't believe this is the way to go about it. If you just look at the commentary that's been on social media over the last couple of days over that protest outside Roderick O'Gorman's house, they're turning people against them. Like, they're not going to get public support if they decide. What was the thing they called it 2 years ago? Take it to their doors. Like, it's your family home. Yeah. You are entitled to privacy. No?
Yeah, no, I agree. But I'm also aware. Keep an open mind here. Just try and have an open mind for once. Yeah, they absolutely shouldn't be taking it to the doors. But on the flip side, people have been at Leinster House. They have done the rallies in town. And for a long time, it has been swept. I think now they're starting to realise, you know, we have to do something here. We have to kind of engage and we have to start doing something. And I think they will, whether it's because there's an election coming up, I don't know. But the point is that people are protesting, and I think it's at the stage now where people are just, what else? What else do we do? What more can we do to get heard? And it's people who are, and there is an element definitely of people wanting to cause trouble and scum. But unfortunately, the scum are ruining it for people with genuine concerns who just want to know what the story is. They want to know who's being brought into their area and where they're going. They want to be communicated with. And it's not, they're not wrong for wanting to be communicated with.
I agree.
It shouldn't even have to be asked for.
I love when a podcast finishes with the two of us agreeing on something.
Well, I think you're a dickhead.
Again, I love when a podcast finishes with us agreeing on things.
But you definitely did say about the protests, I will find it and I will bring it.
Okay, you don't have to. If you want to listen to any of the podcasts and try and find that podcast where I said that, there is a full backlog
you're
of
many episodes. I hate that word. How do you say it?
Disrepute.
I've said it too many times now.
Anyway, subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, Google Podcasts, and you can listen to all those episodes of Opinions Matter where I said things that Katie's claiming I said.
No, yeah, you did.
That I never said. Yeah. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.